Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. A story by Ruth Epstein and the Republican American on the AHA program in North Canaan. That after-school and summer camp program at the North Canaan Elementary School will continue. That to the relief of those who were concerned about its future as the Board of Selectmen approved the hiring of an interim director during a special meeting Wednesday that was attended by more than 30 people. Patricia Vanicky of Cornwall takes over for the retiring Lynn Nania, who founded the program and ran it for nearly 30 years. On November 1st, Jose Figueroa, age 26, of the Bronx, was arraigned on an indictment returned by the Columbia County Grand Jury charging the defendant with attempted murder in the second degree, assault in the first degree, criminal possession of a weapon in the second degree. Allegedly, Figueroa committed the crimes in the town of Copake on October 27th. The New York State Police, Columbia County Sheriff's Office, and Hudson Police Department all investigated, and that all resulted in the arrest of Figueroa. Salisbury Bank announces its 12th annual Fill a Basket campaign, collecting food donations and local food pantries. As part of the ongoing commitment to enrich the lives of its neighbors, they will begin their 12th annual Fill the Basket food drive. All 14 branches of the bank located in Berkshire, Litchfield, Dutchess, Orange, and Ulster counties will be collecting donations of non-perishable food items and household supplies. Cash donations will also be accepted. All donated items, as well as monetary contributions collected, will be donated directly to local food pantries serving the area. Local pantries are in need of a variety of donations, including canned goods, cereals, macaroni, cheese, cake mix, peanut butter, mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, and tomato sauce. Household necessities such as paper towels, diapers, shampoo, and soap also would be appreciated. The Fill the Basket runs through December the 20th. Salisbury Board of Selectmen will hold their meeting tonight at 5 o'clock at Salisbury Town Hall. In Millerton, New York, the next workshop meeting will be held tonight at 6 p.m. Region 1 Board of Education has a meeting tonight at 6:30 at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Library. Salisbury Conservation Inland Wetlands Commission has a meeting coming up tonight, Salisbury Town Hall at 6:30. Town of Sheffield Board of Selectmen have a meeting at the Town Hall coming up tonight. That meeting will be at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, St. John's Lutheran Church Election Day Luncheon at the Ankrum Firehouse. It runs from 11 until 2. Also, a reminder, vote and vax taking place in both Salisbury and Sharon tomorrow. Instead of cooking on Election Day, you can head to the Wasaic Fire Company Auxiliary Election Day Dinner and Bake Sale, serving homemade meatloaf, potatoes, tossed salad, vegetable rolls, coffee, and dessert from 4:30 to 7:30 at the Wasaic Firehouse. Takeouts will be available. Ticket price $12 per adult, $10 per senior, $5 per child. Any questions or information, 845-373-9557. The firehouse is located at 27 Firehouse Road. Falls Village Board of Education has a meeting coming up on Tuesday, 6 o'clock, at the Lee H. Kellogg School. In Cornwall, the Board of Selectmen have a meeting set for Tuesday at 7:30 at the Cornwall Library. Sharon Hospital Lunch and Learn, Joints, Arthritis, and Beyond will be held Wednesday, noon to 1:30. Board Conference Room 2 to register, 845-554-1734. Dr. Alexander Clark, Sharon Hospital Medical Practice, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Physician, will discuss different options. The Kent Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting. That meeting coming up on November 6, 4:30 at Town Hall. Meanwhile, the Kent Center School Board of Education has their next meeting on Wednesday, November 6th, 5 p.m. at the library at Kent Center School. Housatonic Valley Regional High School Open House is happening on Wednesday, November 6th, 5:30. They invite all members of the Region 1 community, and in particular students interested in attending Housatonic, to attend the open house at 5:30, participate in student-led tours, learn more about the facilities and world-class programs. All are welcome to attend. The Town of Dover Town Board will hold a special meeting on Wednesday, November 6th, and again on Wednesday, November 20th at 6:30 at Dover Town Hall. The Town Board discussions will include the proposed 2020 town budget and other business as needed. All are welcome to attend. On November 6th, the Dover Town Board will have a special town meeting. That'll be at 6:30 at Town Hall. Also on the 6th, Board of Selectmen in North Canaan have a meeting at 7 o'clock at North Canaan Town Hall. Hotchkiss Dramatic Association presents the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Music and lyrics by William Finn, book by Rachel Scheinkin, directed by Marcus Olson, November 7th and 8th and 9th at 7:30 p.m., November 10th at 2:30 at the Walker Auditorium at Hotchkiss School. Cornwall's Veterans Day celebration and the unveiling of a plaque honoring Civil War veterans will be held at the Sedgwick Monument at the intersection of Route 43 and Hot Boy Hill Road on Sunday the 10th at 2 p.m. Civil War veterans ceremony will include a historical reenactment by actors. Veterans will be honored by students at Cornwall Consolidated School on Friday the 8th at 11:30 in the school gym. Falls Village Emergency Center on Friday, November 8th, from 5:30 to 7:30, continuous serve of beef or vegetarian tacos, various toppings, rice and beans, nachos and salsa. They're $7 each. The family max is $25. A winter clothing giveaway will again take place at All Saints of America Orthodox Church on Saturday, November 9th. Donations of winter coats, hats, boots, sweaters, and outerwear can be dropped off at the church anytime. Free clothing will be available on Saturday, the 9th, from 9 until 2. The church is located at 313 Twin Lakes Road in Salisbury. More information at 860-435-9632. The Connecticut Railroad Historical Association welcomes one and all to the grand opening on Saturday, November 9th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Canaan Union Depot Railroad Station. More information, CanaanUnionStation.com. An opportunity to peer back in time into old houses as well as modernist mid-20th century homes being offered in Kent through a house tour by the Kent Historical Society on November 9th from noon until 4:30. Advanced tickets are available at the KentHistoricalSociety.org and Thurston Home, Heron Gallery, and Kent Wine and Spirits, cash or check only. The price increases to $60 on the day of the tour at 7 Hearths from 11 a.m. through the afternoon. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad has their pancake breakfast at the firehouse Sunday, 7 until 10:30 in the morning. Kent Boy Scouts Scouting for Food Holiday Food Drive will take place on Sunday from 9 till 1 at the Davis IGA, Kent Green Boulevard. Donations will benefit the Kent Food Bank's Holiday Basket Program. The Holiday Food Bank is located at 93 North Main Street and supported by the Kent Community Fund and Kent Social Services. A concert celebrating Kent's legendary pianist Dolph Trayman, a performance on Sunday at 4 p.m. at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church, 1 Main Street. More information, Dolph Birthday Concert, Eventbrite.com. Students are free. Admission $20 at the door, $15 in advance. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and InterlakenInn.com and Salisbury Bank, SalisburyBank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 27,347.36, the NASDAQ at 8386.40, and the S&P 500 at 3,066.91. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.